Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Hey everybody, Brandon Thompson here with the Gino Palamba. How are you doing, Gino? Gino,
doing
good Lord, I can't even talk.
No, you're good. Doing great, man. Thanks for having me. Right.
Yeah, thank you. So if I get tongue-tied today, I was just coming off of a two-hour class I was teaching, and forgive me for that. But yeah, so you're only 21 years old, and you're making more than most people make in a year by wholesaling properties, and you're an expert on sourcing properties. How did you get into real estate so young?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it comes back to just being an entrepreneur since I was like 15, selling stuff, you know, from China, or buying stuff from China, selling on eBay. But how I got into real estate is just simply YouTube. I saw a video of Max Maxwell, and you know, once I see something like that, I unlike some others, I don't wait and do research. I just took the action, right? So I went all in. I got the bandit signs. And I went, immersed myself in as much content as possible. Didn't let anything stop me, you know, contracts. You know, I see some people get in their way, you know, I don't know the legal side. I just went in. And so luckily I got my first deal in November. It closed. But that's how I started, just YouTube, shortly. Yeah. YouTube.
And what year was that?
I was late 2018. I was in like September of 2018.
So you've been in real estate for less than 2 years.
Yeah.
Or almost 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a full-time college student wholesaling properties. How's that feel to make an incredible income while you're learning whatever you're learning?
I'm going to tell you, I enjoy it a lot. It's the challenge of it. You know, yeah. Some people say, why don't you just drop out? Well, one, I've got I'm fortunate enough that my parents actually pay for my education. So I'm not going in debt for it. And so, you know, it makes sense for me. If I was going in debt and, you know, not paying for it, then maybe it would be a thing, but I like the challenge of, you know, trying to manage both of them at the same time and still get that education. I'm studying finance. I was big in, I traded stocks when I was like 17 before I even could make an account and was day trading. I was on that for a little bit, lost all my money, went to real estate then, found that. And then that's why I think it's a keeper.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Do you see yourself doing this long term or do you see yourself?
Yeah, so for me, I would think real estate long-term for sure. Now, what part of real estate, where I'm going to be at, I don't know. I'll always be trying to find deals, and the way I find deals is through wholesaling, like we talked about sourcing. Yes. So no matter where I'll be, I'll always be trying to source some deals. Whether I decide to go into apartments, I'm still going to be trying to use some methods I know now to either sales or marketing-wise to source the deals.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well, you are the master sourcer, so how do you source your properties? This is the question that I get from everybody all the time. How do you source properties? So I want to relay that to you.
Yeah. So I want to say I'm the master at it, but think after a couple of years, we've done, you know, pretty good at finding the best method. So what we do, and we stick to these and we try to master them as best we can, is cold call and we text to direct marketing sources. That's what we do. That's how we source all our deals. Now we have people that do it for us now. So we're not, you know, physically doing it, right? So we have the VAs cold calling, virtual assistants for people that, you know, VA stands for virtual assistant. And then we also have virtual assistants texting for us. That's how we source all of our deals right now. Now there's a couple I'm looking to get into other marketing channels, but right now it's just cold calling hard, texting hard.
Where do you get the addresses and the phone numbers to cold call? And what systems are you using to text? Are you going through the address list and texting every single one individually on your phone, or are you utilizing the system?
Yeah, so what we do is where we first start out, everything starts out with the data first. We use two data providers. One's PropStream, P-R-O-P, Stream, right? And then the next one's ListSource. So we're focusing mostly on PropStream, and we get over 30,000 records or leads a month from there on one of their accounts. Once we go there, you know, we filter out what type of list we want to get. Now, there's so many lists you can get, right? You know that. I don't know how granular you want me to get, but just a simpler absentee owners list, right? So
yeah. Yeah. What kind of list do you pull? So you said absentee owners. What other list do you pull?
Yeah, so it's, when you get to now where we're trying to get 30,000 and reach that much people, it's hard now to pull these granular lists like pre-foreclosures. You're not going to get as, you know, that paired up with maybe, let's say, even absentee owners, you're going to run out of either location or data, right? You might have to go somewhere else or you're going to run out of data. So what we started to do now is starting to pull whole counties of data. Now, when I'm first starting out, I would recommend to any newer investor, I love the absentee owners list. I think, and we just pulled one in like Cobb, and it's like 12,000 properties that are fit our criteria. And you know, we then onto the next step. You find that list, let's say on PropStream, whatever it may be. We then now put it into a skip trace software that find the phone number. Now there's hundreds of different skip trace softwares. Luckily, our text, which flows in our text software that we use called Launch Control, the
Yeah, I
text
had that
software we
before.
use is our also holds our, you know, we skip trace 12 cents a lead through that software.
Best $250 you can spend.
Oh yeah, for sure. We got the bigger account now, it's 1,000, but not only does it do, first it gives a discounted skip tracing. It manages, it's like a little CRM outside of our CRM, because you can manage all the texts coming in and how hot lead, cold lead, whatever it is, right? So it's definitely a necessity if you want to scale up in texting. But like you mentioned, there's one for 250. I would recommend people to get that one, right? 250 a month or 300, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. How did you find out about these systems, these data systems, the PropStream, ListSource, and I guess Launch Control? How did you find these softwares?
So basically, I'll be honest with you, you know, it goes back to this thing I talked about. I'm constantly learning new things, right? I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook groups, I'm doing that at least hour plus a day. I'm researching new things, right? So I actually found Launch Control by just networking with other big time wholesalers. And I think it was actually a wholesaler in Atlanta too that told me, hey, I've used this one. It was the one I was using previously. Like, we're using the same one. He's like, I switched here. It's so much better, right? Back to the list. I mean, I'm researching constantly, right? Now I actually have a marketing manager as part of our team that's their sole focus is to do the same thing that what I was doing. And I still do sometimes, but researching new lists. What's a hot list? New YouTube video on. And whoever it may be telling about, you know, this is the new list, or this is how you can get a water shutoff list, or this is how you can get just constantly researching. That's all I do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're flipping houses now. You're not only wholesaling properties that you're sourcing, you're flipping them as well, right?
Yeah, so I'll be, you know, I'll tell you up front, Brandon, I'm not like you in terms of that flip, and I don't have that. I do not have the knowledge, and I don't think I want to get into that knowledge phase. It's not something that I know I'm very good at because my head's all over the place. But I am flipping houses now where I would take them down, private money. That's a new thing for us. 2020, we added is we take it down, and we immediately put on the MLS as is, right? And you know, we did talk a little bit before how I did partner too. Maybe a few beginners out there, I partnered with other seasoned investors like yourself, where I would bring the deal to them. You know, I didn't do it to for the guys listening, I didn't do it with Brandon yet, but I with some other big time flipper in our market. But I would bring the deal to him. He would bring the money up front. Again, he had private money lenders. He would bring the money up front. They would fund the rehab. I wouldn't come out of pocket any money, and then we would split the profit at the back end in the flip. Now again, it's after all expenses and stuff. But what that would do is a deal that was a wholesale that I couldn't get sold, or maybe let's say I could only get a buyer to get me 7 grand, 8 grand. Well, we did the flip way. I could split like 12 grand. Yes, it's going to take more time, but especially if I'm not needing that money right now for marketing, I think to myself, you know, why not expand a little 5 more grand on the property, knowing that, you know, I can extend my top end of my revenue.
Yeah, I love it. So you're not boxing yourself in and just giving yourself only wholesaling income. You're flipping as well. But you know what doesn't surprise me, but it does. I'll use the word. What surprises me is that somebody that doesn't know anything about real estate can go to YouTube, watch a bunch of videos, and figure this thing out. Like, you know, I charge people to show them how to do this, but the information is out there. Real estate information is just it's available. It's widely available. Unfortunately, most people don't have the time to investigate and watch 100 videos and
Exactly.
things like that. So I think that's kind of where the bridge comes in, where I teach people the classes and I do the podcasts, and I can be that bridge. But what I like about what you did was kind of remind me of myself. Like, shoot, man, when I was in my early 20s, I just started out. I learned School of Hard Knocks I guess pretty much like you did, and taught myself. I was self-taught. I got paired with a couple of people that knew a little bit about the business. They helped me along the way, but pretty much when I was 20 years old, I got into the business. I just said, hey, move on. I'm going to do my thing. And I made a lot of money. I did lose it all in the recession, but I made a lot of money, got the head knowledge. And then after the recession, I started it all over. But I guess I will say this, in addition to that, what I see that is amazing here is you have social media now, which I didn't, because it came out 2008, right around when the recession had or come about. And then now you have just people just giving this information out in different mm-hmm. mainstream ways, that if you just soak it up like a sponge, anybody can do it. 38-year-old can do it. A 21-year-old can do it. Black, white, whoever. Anybody can make more money for themselves. And then, like you said, if you pair yourself with somebody that knows what they're doing, you can even make more money. I think I have we're recording this and sharing this live in my group. I have one of my acquisitions guys actually watching this right now. And that's what I tell him. I said, look, just work with me. We'll work together. I'm going to make you wealthy, because when I make you wealthy, it's going to make me rich. So that's probably why somebody's come to your – I don't know. I was going to say good graces to help you, but – you're actually helping them too.
Like you said, that's how it is. It's just you want to find the mutual relationships that will make you guys both, you know, benefit. Like, I brought him the deal. He would not have the deal. He would be going against, you know, some other people trying to get it. And for him, it's just like, how many can we do? You could do so many doing, you know, once you build that relationship and lead it to somewhere else, you know.
So let's talk about this. I want to go back to Source and Properties in a moment, because that's kind of what we're focusing on this month. What is your lowest wholesale fee you've ever made? And what is your highest wholesale fee you've ever made?
My lowest wholesale fee I ever made, I believe, was like a $3,500 fee. And I would have done it for free. You know, if I'm building relationships with some people, and I, you know, I'm saying that now as a businessman, but, you know, if it took me to some deals, I will just push off. And actually, so technically, I've actually done deals for free where I'm not even on the assignment fee. I know my buyer in this area, he loves this little area and it's tight deal. I just send him the deal, right? So, answer your question on the check I've got, it was $3,500. In terms of, you know, just passing deals on, I've passed on a lot of deals where I just send it to these guys and they would buy it for my same price and I let them have it, right? Yeah, but the biggest one I would tell you would be, my biggest assignment fee was $33,000, but I had deals where I just took it down, like double closed it pretty much. And like 3 days later, which it was a wholesale deal, we had that one, it was a $50,000 duplex in Marietta. Yeah. We just had last May.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Let's go back to sourcing properties. When you're pulling these lists, you're not out there knocking on doors.
Not yet.
You're not out there.
Yeah.
Well, I know some people knock on doors. Some people put out bandit signs.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the cold calling. You have text blasting. There's other methods. What's some of your favorite ways what's some of your favorite ways that you source properties? And you may have already said it. I mean, you've already told us about PropStream and Source and Launch Control. But what's some of your favorite ways you have brought in leads in the past?
So my favorite ways to do it is my favorite way is texting. When I first started, texting wasn't even a thing, barely. You know, people were doing it, but I would cold call, and people wouldn't answer random numbers. People don't answer voicemails from RVMs. People don't even answer when you leave a voicemail cold calling. But when you send a text, the response rates and how much quicker you can get to that person is just unbelievable. And especially when you're doing high number volume, you can scale up so much easier, right? Door knocking is harder to scale up. I like door knocking. I'm going to try to get that, our marketing guy, and try to get a team going. But like, think about it. From go to 1,000 texts to 10,000, it's just clicking a button 9,000 more times and having the systems in place. But versus door knocking, you're going to have to hire, you know, 9 times the people or 10 times the people. So I like the fact that you can scale up a lot better in texting, and you can reach out to them a lot easier versus, you know, cold calling even.
All right, everybody, we're going to talk to you about our new sponsor for REI Society. It is PropStream, big data for real estate tailored for you. If you don't know what PropStream is, you need to get it immediately. PropStream provides unmatched access to detailed property records nationwide. They have more data, more features, and investor tools than any other service out there. Trust me, I know. Unlimited searches let you evaluate specific properties or search their database for over 160 million records, both on and off market, that meet your exact investment criteria. You get to target motivated sellers, find cash buyers, accurate comps, especially if you're not a realtor and you need to get accurate comps, and then you have much more with their precise filtering system. This software allows you to work smarter and not harder. PropStream has more data, more features, and investor tools than any other product or service on the market today. You can identify your investment criteria, search, evaluate, and target. That's crucial, guys. PropStream's built-in marketing features make it easy for you to reach your prospects through customized postcards, email campaigns, landing pages, and ringless voicemails. You want to know where you can find properties left and right? You can do it through PropStream. This is where we get our best deals. Go to trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. This is going to get you a 7-day free trial that you get to play around with. And if you text me PropStream on my phone number, I will send you a live webinar that we did way back in the day that can tell you all about how to utilize this the correct way. So text 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Text PropStream to this number, and I will send you a link to a video that teaches you how to utilize PropStream. So go ahead and subscribe today, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. Again, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. That's going to get you your 7-day free trial. Well, I know before we started recording, you told me you found one of your first deals utilizing bandit signs. Tell us how that worked and how well bandit signs work.
Yeah, so if I'm starting out new again, what I would do is I would still, and I had a limited budget, right? $500 less, I'm buying bandit signs. You can buy 100 of them on dirtcheapsigns.com, dirtcheapsigns.com for $187, right? I'm buying those and I'm putting them out on every public place I can. I learned not to put on private property after getting code enforcement on every city in Cobb County when I was over there. So I learned to put it on public property, Walmarts, public shopping centers, right? Or excuse me, put it on private property. I've switched those up. Putting them on private property like a Publix or a Kroger and, you know, people that own that shopping center versus putting on public, like the government that owns that stuff, you know, like stop signs I used to put it on and like things like that. And that was a big no-no. So again, putting on private property. But I got my first two deals doing that. I'll be honest, two deals, and they were pretty good deals just off bandit signs. So what I would recommend again is putting those bandit signs out and then texting on your, even your personal, your Google Voice number. Because remember, bandit signs is an inbound form of marketing, right? They're going to be calling you inbound. So you got to wait for their calls. So while I'm waiting, I would be texting out, outbound, and at the same time, right? New leads if I'm starting out again. So bandit signs, but going back to your question, yeah, it was a big part of our first couple of deals is coming from bandit signs.
That's killer. Yeah, I a couple times a year, I'll have some people put some bandit signs out for me, and I'll take the calls myself. I mean, I go to a Google Voice number, like you said. We buy our bandit signs from Dirt Cheap Signs.
Yeah.
Just like you said, we actually use Launch Control, like you said.
Hey.
So, I mean, looks like we use PropStream. Actually, I use them as a sponsor for the show. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the same systems that we're using. What's something new or exciting that you're investigating in that
I would
you haven't utilized yet?
The thing like we talked about was door knocking. I'm a part of Pace Morby's group. I actually know Pace somewhat well. I know if you guys, again, Pace Morby, P-A-C-E, Morby, he's big in the wholesaling game right now, doing creative finance, but also wholesaling too. And so his big thing is door knocking. And we're trying to take a team. We had at one point like three people and COVID hit. So that didn't really work out. But yeah. Now we're trying to bring it back and hit list not only pre-foreclosures but also leads that are hot in our CRM, right? Some people that might go ghost, or you know, some people in our lead source that hey, they stop answering us, we go down there and door knock them, you know, or whatever their mailing address is. So that's what I'm excited about. I was thinking of doing PPC, but the fact of the matter is for door knocking, it's we would just pay a flat commission to our guys. I feel like we could scale that up and easily then just transfer to PPC maybe earlier next year.
Is there any kind of pay-per-click sites that you're investigating that might be something in addition to your current systems that you're going to use?
There's not exactly. I don't have any. Some of our bigger wholesale buddies, they have like their own companies that do it for people. So I looked into that a little bit, but PPC is the one where I'm like, I'd rather get this free one, or paying commissions, but I'd rather get this one systemized, put in place. We can target all the leads in our market and then not have to pay the $7,000 a month, the $10,000 a month, get this one in place. And then now use that money from the door knocking. Because again, I don't want people to think too, as I'm looking at it as a cost. I know it's an investment in marketing, anything you do, right? Everything you do, I think of now, that's what changed my mindset, is it's an investment. So I'm not afraid to make the $10,000 investment a month, $7,000, but it's just, the fact of the matter is, I like the efficiency of cold, or door knocking. You get in front of their face and people get deals. And I'm sure, you know, sellers told me, yeah, I went with this guy because he came to my house first. I saw him first, right? So that's a big thing I've lost some deals on. And, you know, I think that's a great marketing source, is door knocking.
Yeah. In a perfect world, you have a team
that exactly
can handle all of it. I mean, you got your bandit signs going out, you got your text blastings, your, yeah, you know, just everything. Like, that would be amazing. You'd have a powerhouse company. And then I know other people are doing all of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you feel like you feel like you're not doing so well on certain tactics that you could be, or do you feel like you're on par with everything?
Well, so the ones we're doing, a lot of people that are doing our numbers, they're most likely doing like 3 or 4 different things, and they're branching out all over the place, right? They got this door knocking, mail, all this. What we tried to, is we mastered, we like to think that we're pretty close. You always can change, but mastering texting and cold calling. Now we're changing our flows every single, you know, week. You know, we're systemizing it, trying to make it more efficient. But I like us that we focused since beginning of our wholesaling career, really since 2019, just focusing on doing those two things, texting and cold calling. So now we feel pretty comfortable with them. So now where we can say, hey, let's try now the master door knocking. Right, one at a time. We're not here trying to bounce around different things. So do we think we're not doing as good in others? Yeah, because we're not. We need to think now is take the jump and get another marketing source as well. And so that's maybe what we're not doing as effective, is having so many different marketing sources. But at the same time, it's also a blessing. So we're focusing on mastering and then delegating it out.
Yeah, yeah. How many people are working with you on your team?
So right now we have 2 cold call VAs. We're in the process of hiring our 3rd one. 2 lead managers. They work different times of the week. So that's 5. Our marketing buddy here, he's right next to me, he's 6. My partner, we work together, obviously, so I want to consider him an employee. And then an acquisition guy. So 7 people. Wow. And then me and my partner.
Yeah, I interviewed Brandon Barnes, who's also a wholesaler in the market. And he has 7 people as well. Pretty straight to the T with everything that you have going on too. We're all utilizing the same systems. What would you think if you had a big flipper say, hey, let's go in business? Not that I'm not making an offer, by the way. What if you had some kind of big flipper come in and say, hey, I want to work with you full time. If we worked out some kind of strategy where you get paid X percentage on every single fee, you give me the flipper first dibs or first right of refusal on every property. I take all the ones I want cherry picked in house, and then you put out the other ones to the public and then make a small percentage on it. But we could dump millions into flow and property. Would you be interested?
Yeah. So that's a good one. I've actually had that offer me by one of the guys. And for me, it's something that I would look into, but it's not something I'm really too enthusiastic about. Now, I know it would bring a bunch of wealth, and it's about teaming up and stuff like that, which I'm fine doing with some of these, you know, big buyers. I send them a lot of my stuff first. But for me, I want to be able to still control my own business in the format of that I can manage whatever I like to do. I like to pick, hey, actually, Gino, I want to take that deal down instead of I want to buy that deal, and I want to, you know, be able to market it and, you know, make a bigger fee on it versus just selling it off right to you. Now, you want to also have that big mindset of the sharing, you know, or I forgot the word, just an open mindset. I'm fine doing that with some people. I've did it. Like I told you, that buyer I mentioned earlier is where I brought him deals that I say, hey, let's do this together. once we have that relationship, I'll come to you and say, let's do it. I don't have that scarcity mindset. I'm ready to share you stuff with you. But in my business, teaming up with another, you know, fix and flipper, it's not something that I think I would be my first, it's something I would think about maybe, but I wouldn't say yes right away.
Yeah.
That's a good answer for you.
Yeah, I have a friend that did that recently. So I was just kind of curious. He's got really, really good on the systems.
I think I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah, probably. With that said, we are going to be teaching sourcing, you know, properties all month long. What do you feel like is something that you can teach somebody in 90 seconds or less that people are missing out on?
Okay, so I broke up a little bit. It's my internet problem. So 90 seconds, you said my best advice, 90 seconds for someone that's trying to learn to source properties.
Yes.
Take action, first off, right?
Yep.
Take as much action you can. Pick one marketing source, right? I hope this is answering your question. Pick one marketing source and just go and take as much massive action as you can. I'm talking about if it's door knocking, knock as many doors as you can per day on a daily basis for a week, for a month, for a year. Then start having building the systems out yet. Don't think, hey, cold calling. I need to find a cold caller tomorrow, right? So think, cool. I'm making as many cold calls as I can today. You might work a full-time job. Okay, well, I'm cold calling at, you know, 7 p.m. at night to even 9 p.m., right? I'm doing as much as I can. I'm practicing. And then I'm thinking of, you know, scaling it off. And then I'm starting to pass it off to someone else once I've learned it, right? Texting. I'm taking as many, you know, texts as possible. So the 90-second thing, I guess the big frame here is just take the massive action. Whatever you do that no one else is doing, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are, hey, cold calling, texting, door knocking, bandit signs. They're not picking one when they first start out. They're just jumping from place to place, right?
Yeah, I agree. I tell everybody, do the work. If you just do the work, you're going to get there. You know, I see people, they're doing bandit signs. They're like you said, they're doing everything, but they haven't mastered one. They're doing 10 different items, you know, 10 different ways of finding properties, but they haven't mastered one.
Exactly.
And they're sitting back at the end of the month with one or zero deals, and they're upset because they're spending money. I mean, letters works for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me training people and teaching them in my classes to do what I do and giving them opportunity brings me deals. They bring me deals, you know, things like that. You know, so I've isolated to three or four different ways to pull in properties, but there's over 30 different ways of applying properties.
Yeah, there's
can't go
really
practice all of them at one point. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't go do all 30 methods of finding properties in one sitting, one time. You need to find the three or four methods that work for you, but master them one or two at a time until you get to those three or four. So I agree with you. Well, what do you want to talk about? What would you like if you were on a stage on a TEDx conversation and you were going to talk about something that you know really well, but nobody else knows that you know it really well? This doesn't have to be real estate related. What would you talk about? What are you an expert in outside of real estate?
Outside of real estate, what am I an expert in? I would say it would have to do with, you know, trading low cap stocks. Small cap stocks. So stocks that have, again, I can't go into, I love talking, so, but I go into detail about that is just, you know, smaller price stocks, day trading them. I did it for 4 years. I had pretty good success, no success, good success, back and forth, but now I'm comfortable with them. But so I get, that would be mine. It would be trading stocks.
Yeah. Well, we need to bring you back. I need to do maybe 1 month. I'll do alternative investing. Alternative to real estate.
We'll
bring you back to teach us stock trading, low cap stocks. So
try my best. Yeah, I'll do it for sure. I'll trade you. I'll just give as much info as I know.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite movie or documentary and why?
Shoot, favorite movie or documentary? I'll be honest. I'm not. Let's see. So both are, you mean the one being the same documentary?
Don't matter. You can say one, you can say two.
I'll be honest, this is funny. I just started watching movies recently, and I've been watching a lot of ancient, like Troy, 300. Yeah. I like those old ancient movies. Why? I like the history, so I guess you would say that's why. Same thing, I guess, documentaries. I don't watch too much documentaries, but I do like watching like old ancient history. I know it's getting from real estate to sales to working, but now we're talking about ancient history. That's what I think I like, you know, for movies-wise.
What do you do in the evenings to wind down? Do you watch TV? Do you have a glass of wine? What do you do?
I just turned 21, so during COVID, so I haven't really gotten a chance to branch out yet.
Right.
But I would say what I do, I just watch. Really, I'm working a lot, but to wind down, I watch like YouTube at night. I mean, I watch real estate stuff, Joe Rogan stuff, whatever it is, and I watch, to keep me busy, but also calms me down, like you said.
Yeah, always learning too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book that you've read, and why is it your favorite?
Favorite book is for Go-Go with Systems is Traction.
Traction. Okay. That comes up repetitively.
A lot. For, yeah.
I still haven't read it. I've heard it. It's an amazing book.
Oh yeah, you need to get on that. That's an amazing book. It lays it all out for you, man. For sure. It's definitely it changed our system up, our business systems, everything like that. It really sets you a floor plan.
All right. So what is an ask you have for the audience listening to you being on the podcast? What would you ask of them to do for you? Follow you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go,
I mean,
go
you
look
guys
at this, go do that. What would you want to say to the audience?
So first you could follow me on Instagram. It's at Gino, G-I-N-O underscore R-E-I underscore A-T-L. But what I would ask for you guys to do is just take the massive action. Take the jump, the leap. Don't hold back. Don't let anyone tell you can't do it. Just go in there. Don't worry about any of these little problems. Again, there's analysis paralysis. You're worrying about contracts. Don't worry about that stuff till you get there. Buyers, just go after it. Get the deals. Try to find the deal for whole sound at least, right? And just take that massive action and jump in.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it, guys. Mr. Gino, he just told you how to do this business. He just rocked your world. He showed you how to make money when you're 17, 18, 19, 82. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You can just put in these principles and do the work, like you said. You're going to make some profit. So thank you, Gino. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. And I look forward to meeting in person Brandon soon after all this stuff gets taken care of. COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it.